Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course, Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. This week's show is a little short, as I'm headed away for a few days, but since this is some of my favorite music, I can't imagine keeping it from you. So let's go to Newport, Rhode Island in 1957, and to take in, well, Count Basie and some singer.
And now, Jimmy Rushing. Little Jimmy Rushing.
Packs up to me. I like cake, and it's no mistake, baby, if you insist. I'll cut out the cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. I like pie, and I hope to die. Just get a load of this. When you get high, doggone the pie. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, 'cause then I understood. It tastes like candy, brandy, and wine. Peaches, bananas, and everything good. I love jam and no flim-flam. Scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. Put out the cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you get high, doggone the pie, baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, tastes like candy, brandy, and wine. Like brandy and wine, peaches, bananas, and everything good. Jam can scram, baby. Come on and knock me a kiss. Ram, jam, lamb, damn, oh, ram, cram, lamb, damn, Sam, cram, lamb, ram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-hi and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock a bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the
popular by the late Miss Billie Holiday.
We hope you like our version of this tune. Good morning, heartache, sing it down. Good morning, heartache, you gloomy sigh. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed, it seemed, until you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away, and now I start each day by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues straight through Sunday blues. Good morning.
Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt, no fear. I'm on my way, 'cause love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Just in time, you found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely day. Lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely day. Lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely, lonely life that lovely day. You changed my life.
Just in time, Mel Torme from the Swing's Schubert Alley record. I was in Schubert Alley this past week, went and saw Kinky Boots. If you've not seen it, make a point of seeing it. It's a lot of fun. Great music, really good. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't think there are a whole lot of major musicals that are produced today that don't have some sort of a message behind them, and the message is great. It's about acceptance. It's about things. You know, just because someone's different doesn't mean. But you know, and all of this said, the message and the music and everything is. I think it's pretty measured. It was kind of a. It was a blast to see. Kind of, I wouldn't say a lot of kids, but a healthy amount of kids in the audience and. You know, the idea of cross-dressing and children, funny. Anyway, before Mel Torme swung Schubert Alley, we heard Good Morning Heartache from the 12 Nights in Hollywood CD set from Ella, and we heard a song just before that from Ella, Lullaby of Broadway, that really brassy, ballsy take of Lullaby of Broadway. And before that, we heard sort of two songs from Jimmy Rushing. The first was Sent For You Yesterday and Here You Come Today from Basie at Newport, 1957. And we heard Knock Me a Kiss from Rushing Lullabies. That's a neat record. It's a really, really fun album. So moving on, I want to play you... Well, I'll just play them, and it's the same the same song three times, and the first is by my near and dear, the second is by a surprise, and the third is by the person you'd expect to hear doing this song. That's all I'll say. Only here on New York Standard.
Thank you. unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable makes me think that I'm unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Someone been more incredible in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. Someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat Cole, Unforgettable. That's the ultimate version of that. And leading off that little mini set was the second most ultimate, in my opinion, Johnny Hartman. And in the middle there, we heard Marvin Gaye doing Unforgettable. I was sitting here at dinner earlier this evening, tonight being Saturday, the 27th of July. And we had some music playing during dinner, and I said, hey, why don't I put on that Marvin Gaye album that he did of Nat Cole songs, and I don't bring that enough to you, so expect to hear more of that in the coming weeks, but and decided as I was assembling the playlist for the show that this would be a nice little way to work in Nat and Johnny and Marvin Gaye. So there you go. So our next little mini set is another duo of tunes. In fact, it's the same song done by two artists. Now I'm going to try to mix this the right way so that it sounds okay, but at the end of the day, the performances are fairly different and in a different tempo, slightly different tempo anyway. And so I'm going to do what I can. But this is the first thing you'll hear is The Temple from Jesus Christ Superstar. And then the second thing you'll hear is The Temple from Jesus Christ Superstar as done by one of my favorite rock bands, the Afghan Whigs. Only here on New York Standard.
Bye. crowd me.
The Temple, as done by the Afghan Whigs in probably, what is that? Oh gosh, when did that record come out? 91 or 92, I believe. And I remember the first time I heard that. I was hosting a freeform college radio station in Austin, Texas, associated with the station's call letters were KTSB. Texas Student, KTSB, Texas Student Broadcasting, and it was a lot of fun. It was freeform, so I could go from, you know, piano concerto, Brahms, and then I could go into, you know, a band that I remember discovering, a band, actually becoming somewhat friendly with them, a band called Coffin Break, which I thought I still think it's a great name for a band 20 plus years later. And they were actually really good. They were really sound technically. They knew their history. I remember the drummer, or maybe the it was a trio. Either the drummer, the guitar. No, it was the drummer. He was a massive Led Zeppelin fan, and that struck me as odd as being a. They were pretty much a punk band, but anyway, that was a two-shot of the Temple from the original London cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar, and then followed by the Afghan Whigs doing the same. Why should we wait around anymore? Let's fall in love. Thank you. Grant Green. "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." That is from the Sonny Clark record that he did with Sonny Clark. And before that, "Let's Fall in Love." That was Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges from the Side by Side record. A lot of fun. That's that album. Those couple of records that Ellington did like that with Coltrane and a few others. Really a lot of fun to hear him play with other guys. So we have reached the end. I've got one more song to bring you. It's a really unique tune. This is "Raise Your Hands If You Remember Piano Rolls." Pianos that were basically player pianos. Well, I think I see one hand in the air. Well, the piano roll was it was what was fed into a player piano. Now, those had to be recorded somehow. The way the hammer struck the notes and the way the keys got depressed to strike the notes was a very manual process. So it was one of the earliest forms of recording. Before wax cylinders and before vinyl and certainly before CDs and MP3s and streaming and all of that. But one of the most prized possessions I own, and it's at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure you can download it. I haven't looked for it in a while, but it is it's called Gershwin the Piano Rolls. It was put out by Nonesuch Elektra, in 1993, and it is George Gershwin playing the piano. Now, there may be some early recordings of Gershwin playing solo piano, but they're few and far between, and frankly, they sound horrible because of the age at which he passed. But he also recorded all of the all of his hits, quote unquote, as piano rolls. He was the performer on those songs. So when you listen to this, you're actually hearing George Gershwin play the songs. And a few weeks ago, when I brought the show back from the depths and death of Posterous, it was on July 4th weekend, and I played Rhapsody in Blue, an orchestral presentation. Oh gosh, I want to say it was conducted by Bernstein, but I can't swear to it off the top of my head. Anyway, this is actually George Gershwin playing piano, as recorded into a piano roll and played back on a player piano in sometime in 1992 or 93 for release in 1993. This is Rhapsody in Blue as played by George Gershwin. Enjoy. Thank you. George Gershwin playing Rhapsody in Blue on his own, about 14 and a half minute rendition of his own composition. Really tremendous to hear that nearly 100 years after it was recorded. I don't have the disc in front of me, but I believe that was actually that he recorded those piano rolls in the late teens and early 20s. So it's astounding that we have those and that we actually have that sound, because that's exactly what it would have sounded like for Gershwin to play it. Well, this brings to a close the 45th edition of New York Standard. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. It's always fun for me to share this tremendous and wonderful music with you. If you have any questions, you can always email me or hit me up on Twitter at nycstandard@gmail.com. Or I've actually sort of gotten away from Twitter on New York Standard, so you can hit me up on my personal at Arshimbo or A-R-S-H-I-M-B-O. I wish you well. Have a great week, and I look forward to being back in touch with you next week. Again, my name is Andre Arshimbo, and this has been New York Standard.